Good morning. It is the 11th of December, 2018, and today we have the Lovers and Six of Coins. Love or money? With mad respect and admiration to my fellow readers, I do not use the terms soulmate or twin flame. But of course, now that I've said that, they'll probably be the next words out of my mouth. To me, those terms are about as fantastical and realistic as Prince Charming or Dream Girl. Granted, I have not researched these terms. I do not resonate with them. I feel they are dehumanizing and unrealistic. Cards and hate mail to Post Office Box 1053, Joshua Tree, California, 92252. I do, however, very much resonate with the word grok. Too many planets in earthbound Virgo, I guess. The Lovers, ruled by the astrological sign of Gemini, the twins, is a very big deal. An old name for this card, number 6 of the major arcana, was the Choice. The image being of a man standing between two women as Cupid hovers over, arrow cocked in his bow, ready to make the choice for the waffling, confused lover. The karmic number 6 means that this decision has lifelong repercussions. There's a major fork in the road. Which will he choose? In another image, there are only two people on this card who have made their choice, and it is not a fat little cherub, but an angel who hovers over, blessing the union. So we assume these lovers have made the right decision in choosing each other. My daily Morgan Greer deck shows simply two people standing naked in a lush garden, surrounded by calla lilies. Passionate and sexy, do they take this relationship out of the garden into the default world of jobs and friends and shared electric bills and, oh my God, in-laws? On the equally karmic number 6 of the minor arcana, the 6 of coins or 6 of earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, we usually see a human holding a set of scales and a handful of coins as two less fortunate humans kneel before him. They are broke, as we can see from their ragged clothes. The scales are uneven, and the man with the scales is obviously of a higher class, or at least in better shape, as he is dressed very well and carries himself with dignity. The end game is always balance, of course. This is a card of charity given and received, and that's the key to the message of this pair. This is all about equality in a relationship. Who's doing the giving? Who's doing the taking? Does someone make more money than someone else? Does one partner need more sex than the other? Remember, those solid, heavy gold coins are of the earth, and talk about with whom you eat, sleep, and wake up to. If your particular faith allows you more than one wife, then time, mind, body, and physical space must be divided equally between the two, as well as devoted to the children from both. This man can afford two wives because he's rich, but can you? Or will you be the beggar tomorrow when you've given all your money away? This is a card of charity, and it's a charitable time of year. Don't know if he still does, but there was a man who gave away $100 bills at the Midnight Mission every year for love. Have a good one.